Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with cattle producer Jimmy Taylor from the Elk City area joining us right after this. Hey, neighbors, want to remind you about Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 3rd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 500 head will sell, 250 top-notch Angus bulls to be offered, along with 250 commercial spring-bred heifers, including females from the historic 666 Ranch in Texas. For more information, check out their website, ExpressRanches.com, or call them 800-664-3977. The Ranchers Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd. Cattle producers Jimmy and Tracy Taylor from Elk City, Oklahoma, have been named the National Commercial Producer of the Year by the Certified Angus Beef Program. This honor being handed out to them this last week in Oregon during the CAB meeting there. As they got back to Oklahoma, we had the chance to greet them and congratulate them and talk a little bit about this particular award.
The name of it was the Award of Excellence. It was actually the Commercial Producer of the Year across the United States.
So, you know, obviously you've been involved with CAB for how many years?
Starting in about 2005, I started changing my herd over and just getting to the point now where I'm getting some good data on some females and been working, it'd be about 6 years.
Why were you interested in actually making the changes?
I was trying to enhance the value of each calf, get where I could get a little bonus on each one, and looked at several different things, and that seemed to be the best solution to what I was wanting to do.
Now, you know, exactly, you know, how has Certified Angus Beef, how's the program worked for your operation then?
As far as the bottom line, used to, on my commercial herd, we would be focused on total pounds to weaning, and that's what we would sell. I still do this in the new way with trying to hit that Certified Angus Beef target, but I also get a bonus if I hit certain targets when they hang the carcass and sell on the grid.
Now, so you're actually, are you retaining ownership on into the feed yard then?
Yes, sir. I'll retain ownership all the way through. I feed my cattle with Dale Moore up at Cattleman's Choice Feed Yard. And he ships them on off when they're ready to go. And they hang them and grade them, and then I get bonuses based on how they do up there.
I guess what most of your CAB cattle in this part of the country go to Liberal, right?
Correct. Sell through National.
You know, at this point, you know, you said that, you know, you're looking for some premiums. Is this something that can help you stay in the cattle business, you think?
Well, in this tough climate, you know, the last two or three years hasn't been real friendly a lot of the time to feeding cattle. And with the extra bonuses we get through the higher quality carcasses that I'm producing, plus the age and source, has allowed me to at least break even in times where other producers are maybe losing money. And then when it gets a little better, we make more money than we would have if we weren't doing this.
Right. There's the problem right now is how do you hang on to the herd given all this dry weather?
Correct. This has been quite a battle all summer. We early weaned this year and sent the spring calving cows to Nebraska. I had a friend up there that had some extra grass that I leased. They were the lower maintenance females, so once we got the calves pulled off and the preg checking done, so we probably got 60% of the herd up there right now. I've still got the fall calving ones at home, and we're about, probably 85-90% through calving, and I'll put the bulls with them. I use single bull pastures, so there's a little more trigger work. And then after that, it's going to be a kind of wait and see what this drought does. I've got options to take more up there, or if we get a little better, I'll bring the spring ones home to calve then.
With this type of an award, you're going to be in a fairly visible role, you know, with, honored by CAB. What advice do you have for cattle producers looking for, you know, the way to do this value-added game?
Well, it's another option. You know, for most of my life on a commercial herd, we did focus on pounds to weaning, and it's just another way to add a few more dollars to your bottom line. Plus, another way I look at it is we're actually helping our business by doing it this way. By creating beef with better carcass, we're giving people better eating experiences, which hopefully will in turn make them want to eat beef more.
I guess that's one of the beauties of the CAB program. It is such a visible, such a successful program at the retail end.
Yes, and they've been very supportive, have a lot of good data. I've learned quite a bit since starting this that has helped me with my herd in other aspects too.
Winner of the Commercial Producer of the Year Award from the Certified Angus Beef Folks at their annual meeting this last week in Oregon. Also attending that meeting with the Taylors was Dale Moore, feedlot operator from the northwestern part of our state. He was one that nominated the Taylors for this particular honor.
Well, Ron, we've been working with them for several years, and I really like to see, you know, we nominated Jimmy and Tracy for their award. Based on what we'd seen over the last few years of how they'd grown and changed their operation into what the beef demand is demanding. You know, when Jimmy first started feeding cattle with me, we can both admit that he had some non-desirable cattle that wasn't going to fit the grade, and he quickly adapted to our carcass data that we had given him back to the ranch and changed some bulls, changed some cows around, and really kind of went straight forward in a big hurry on the demand that was wanted by the consumer. And that's why I nominated him, and that's definitely why he got it.
Now, when we think about Certified Angus Beef Program, it is the kind of the Cadillac as far as branded beef programs, been along about the longest and very well recognized by consumers. It's really, they've got some standards, but they do pay well, don't they?
Very, very well. And they are the highest standard quality as far as a branded product. They have, I think it's 10 or 11 different criterias that the packer meat has to meet before they will put a Certified Angus Beef stamp on it. But on the other side of that, they sold 800 billion pounds in the fiscal year of 2011, another record year, an increase of, I think, 7 or 8%, even in this kind of economy. So there's a demand for quality, and they will pay for it.
Feedlot operator Dale Moore from Cattleman's Choice Feed Yard, he nominated Jimmy and Tracy Taylor of Elk City as the Commercial Producer of the Year for the CAB. They won that national honor this last week in Oregon. That's your special digital edition of this Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.